last week on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Return to your quarters immediately. This is your last warning.
Oh, Kiwi, we gotta go back to our room.
Darnayru
crawls out front of the table and just walks out the door.
Yeah, we...
Several unauthorized passengers.
So we just start filing towards the door.
All right.
Lord Reginald is standing there. And he's like,
well, what happened, friends? You've been gone for just a moment. I'm afraid you went down the wrong hallway.
Can I take a peek at this elephant just before we head back to our rooms?
Sure. Yes, and, you can.
Then I'm going to have to get up there in the back.
Patch, up on the back of the elephant, you are successfully able to get across the hall and then get down into the cargo hold area of the gear smoke. As you pull out both flisses and scrape them across the wall as you walk down the hallway, and you see inside the glass elephant.
He's already been lowered? Okay, so if we don't have any other suggestions here, I'm going to use my acrobatics to climb it, and I'm going to use my thievery to try to open the hatch on its back.
And I need you all to roll for initiative.
Oh, no!
There it is! Wait, so, I have to fight this?
If you choose to attack normally and roll a critical miss, you arm the bomb.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, say that again?
Yeah, say that again, please.
Okay, thievery, rolling that. See? Hey! Natty 17 plus 20 is 37.
37 is a critical success.
Yes!
The elephant twists its body and angles it in such a way that the spell reflects back on the caster.
Oh my gosh.
And instead of making
what?
Seven.
Plus.
26 total.
Ooh, you hit you.
I hit me.
Oh, you hit you.
Stop hitting yourself.
Why you hit yourself?
Wait, does Cal come and punch you for hitting yourself?
Oh my god.
I don't know what to do. I have to protect you from
you. What'd you do that for, Mom?
Yeah, he does. He's confused. Luton got 22.
And Kal-El?
Ah! Natty 1.
No!
So 19.
Luton and Kal-El take 70.
Oh, my gosh!
As they critically fail their saves. That is brutal.
That's brutes McGoots.
That takes me down to 0.
What? You or Kal-El?
Luton.
She was at 70.
She's
exactly.
At zero.
Luton is unconscious and dying.
Oh my gosh, no.
Oh no, that's hard. Yeah.
Luton
our...
is at unconscious and dying.
Yeah.
Now, the next episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. Take it away, Jordan, because I have no ideas this week.
They dropped Avowed on Xbox Game Pass.
So video games, Brittany's favorite topic.
Yay,
well, this is just a segue. This is a segue into my real question.
Oh,
Because it's obviously, video games always get compared to different video games.
Sure.
And it's hard for some people just to learn to like something
Enjoy
something, yeah. So everyone's comparing to like, duh, I can't believe this game came out 19 years after Oblivion, and look what Oblivion can do.
Yeah, I can throw the bread
at the
troll.
Yeah, and then it leads into conversations of, where's Elder Scrolls 6? It was announced in 2018. And that is a real legit question. Where is Elder Scrolls 6?
Yeah, we'd like to know.
Come on. Anyway, which leads into like Starfield. The real question is... sci-fi or fantasy?
Oh, that's a good question.
What's the difference?
I go back
that's
and
a real
forth.
Hard that's a huge turn difference. From complaining about video games to sci-fi or fantasy.
It is nuts.
But I led you there.
Yeah, I'm down the road.
I held your hand and I took you down the path.
Wait, I want to address the first point that you made though. But
we'll sure.
Wait, does that mean you have to like choose one or the other for like, the rest of your life?
No. It's not like would you rather.
Put some stakes in here, though. Or else we're not going to seriously answer the question.
What do you prefer, Greg?
Whatever one you pick, the other one is gone.
Erased.
Sci-fi or fantasy?
What's sci-fi the difference? Or fantasy, like kings and knights and castles.
Swords and sorcery, dragons.
Yeah. Magic.
Sci-fi is...
But that's not sci-fi?
Space stuff. No.
Sci-fi is only space stuff?
I'm oversimplifying it.
It's not science fiction. Sci-fi it's fantasy
like,
fiction.
Like
it's,
Blade Runner or Alien or...
Cyberpunk.
Star Wars.
Yes.
Okay. Fantasies like Lord of the Rings.
Are we talking about all media or
if you
just
had to pick,
movies?
Apparently,
yes.
What Greg has forced us into is if you had to pick one.
Forever.
Which one would you pick?
That's easy.
Leave it to the humans to put stuff in buckets.
It's easy to me too, but...
What do you choose?
Fantasy.
Me too.
Every
same.
Time.
Same.
Yeah.
Weirdos.
We're going to create our own science fiction, but fantasy and going into a simpler time and achieving greatness in inside of a simple background and time. That's what I makes could, fantasy awesome.
No, I could live without Star Wars. Can't live without Lord of the Rings. That's like
that's where I land too though.
Okay, I guess I'm the only sci-fi.
What do you mean unless you're a surf? Who's writing fantasy where it's just a surf? You're just a book where you're just a surf the whole time?
Well, I thought you were saying if I were to go back into
that should be a great story.
No, I think it was which entertainment media would you prefer to have for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was listening to you and thought I was listening to you, but wasn't listening to you.
And then you were like, "Ooh, I want to be a surf."
No. You would be a surf.
You know what the problem is? I think you're just too busy, Duval.
What? Maybe
you just want to. Sometimes I imagine myself making the same amount of money that I do pushing carts at Walmart because that was my first job. And I'm like, man, wouldn't that be great to be able to go back there and just push carts all day? Oh, love
that'd
that.
That'd be horrible.
Can't make a dollar out of it, but
skip it. Wee.
That's not where the car goes. Excuse me. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That's been great.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm sci-fi, man, all day.
Yeah.
Like Firefly. What is that?
Oh,
Firefly is amazing.
Even though they ruined the whole idea, that could have been still going today. But
did you watch Serenity?
Yes.
I'm good.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Great cap. Good for that show.
It's amazing.
That movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's one that combines science fiction and fantasy quite well.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's a Western.
Look at this guy.
You know? Well, it does.
I don't even know what to do with it. See, that's my point. So what is the Avengers? What's all that stuff? What is that? That sci-fi?
That would be sci-fi.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That stuff's bad.
Avengers?
Captain America, all that stuff.
Who? What? I don't understand what you're saying.
It's just bad. It's just bad.
Oh,
what's
man.
Bad about it?
That's fine.
It's boring.
There are people out there that
you
have
that
opinion. You
didn't enjoy the Avengers movies?
You know.
I hadn't finished one. I think we talked about this.
Whoa.
Oh, no, we didn't finish any of them.
No, it's melatonin, man. I put that on. I get on warm and snuggly.
Sure.
And I'm out.
Yeah.
That's a good 2 hours right there.
Sounds like a real low, Duval.
I can relate.
There was a good 10 years where we used to refer to the Marvel movies as Britney's expensive naps.
Yeah.
We would go to the movie theater and she would be unconscious about 15 minutes into the movie.
On my fourth rewatch, I was like, Oh, this is
actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I remember hearing this while I was dozing off.
Yeah.
You should watch sci-fi. The Avengers movies, though.
I have tried. I pop popcorn, and I sit there, and I put it on my...
So do the dad move and stand up and watch it.
Stand up and watch the movie.
If you really want to watch it, you stand in the living room with your hands behind your back. You're on your hips. Yeah. And just stare at the TV.
Sway back and forth a little
bit. Not really watching, but you are.
I wouldn't have done that.
Exactly. Not the way I would have handled that.
Amazing.
You see that glove right there? I would have built that glove a lot differently.
If there's other folks who are listening and they're like me and they're like, that stuff's so boring, where should I start? If you're giving me a recommendation on the Marvel Universe, where should I start?
If they're like you and they think it's boring, then...
If I was a person who was going to objectively, I believe in this day and age, we need to objectively try to get along with each other.
I think...
So if I was going to objectively try, where would I start?
I think watching it in chronological order was the best way to do it.
I agree.
That's so much watching.
You asked me where to start.
But I'm just kind of...
So technically, Captain America...
Yep.
Yeah. Which one? There's like five of them.
Captain America, the
chronological
first
order.
If you go open your Disney app.
Chronological means in the time that they...
Oh, my gosh.
I thought you missed that point. I'm sorry.
Jeez. This guy.
You're sharp today.
You cleaned your bifocals today, huh?
Because I heard you say chronological.
Yeah.
You pulled it out of your brain last
time. Is chronological from when the movies come out? No. Or is chronological from... The story of the movie.
Yes,
the story. Thank you. See, it's not that simple, Professor. It's not that. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't say watch them in release order.
Oh my gosh!
And you can dish it out. Huh?
I think you have friends.
I think that's too crazy. Much. I think it's too much to have him do that. You got to grab the most exciting, gripping movies and just have him watch those.
Which is?
I think he should just stick to the big ones, which are the four Avengers movies.
Yeah.
There's four of them.
Yeah.
Those movies hold such little impact if you don't know what happened leading up to it.
It's just seeing all the exciting explosions and all the people.
Can you say that again? Those movies.
I know what you're trying to do.
Those movies hold such little impact. So I need a thing in order to enjoy the thing, is what you're saying.
That's exactly what has happened to our society.
Let me paint you a picture.
That's the world we live in.
Let me paint you a different picture.
Yeah.
There is this movie series called John Wick. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
I could take a 30-second clip of John Wick, and you're like, dude, that's so awesome.
Yes.
You don't need anything.
I can do that with any Avengers movie, too.
Lies. This guy just said that.
No, but I think you can do that. I think I agree with Scott. You can do that with a 30-second clip of Avengers.
They're called previews.
It just means so much more when you know the backstory of the other characters. Now, that said, it's still a big deal when stuff happens in these movies, and you're like, oh, I don't know this person's backstory, but it still was a cool thing to watch.
Okay,
I'm going to try.
Just go watch Iron Man, the first one.
Oh, gosh.
The first one.
He's probably actually already seen that one.
Oh, was that the one with the what's the older guy's name whose face changed over time? He's an old actor.
Jeff Daniels?
No.
Jeff Bridges.
Bridges, I mean?
No.
Can you imagine Jeff Daniels?
I've seen the Insurgent series.
I would love to watch Jeff Daniels
Virgin series.
Iron Man.
He can play drama. Like a it's not that hard to do.
He can.
I'm not imagining Jeff Daniels.
You're talking about Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. No, that's the second.
That's the second one.
That's a bad
Iron Man. That's horrible. Huh?
That's a bad Iron Man.
It's not.
The second Iron Man is a bad Iron Man.
No, it's not. There are no bad Iron Man.
The second Iron Man movie, not good.
Do y'all hear what's happening? We can't even get consensus on the Marvel movies. They say are so great.
I'm the worst person to ask about Marvel movies.
The worst one was The Eternals.
The Eternals?
That was pretty bad.
That was a bad one.
Oh, I took my kids to
never
see that.
Watched it.
Best nap ever. I remember the hot dog more than I remember the movie. Is Black Adam a Marvel movie?
No.
You ate a movie theater hot dog?
Oh, yeah, bro.
That's the Rock.
That's brave. Yeah. I've done it before.
Yeah. In a little box.
You open thought it up, I was brave enough to do it twice.
Wait. Nope.
Yeah. That's DC.
That's DC?
Yeah.
It's horrible. It was bad.
DC's rough.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But
so, anyway.
I agree. I think Eternals might have been the low point.
But it's still
You don't think
part
Scarlet Witch was pretty bad? Or WandaVision, I mean?
That's a show.
WandaVision
was fun.
But it's still in the universe.
That was a lot of fun. I loved WandaVision.
I thought the eras they were going through was cool, but I thought her like reasoning behind it all is like, oh, you're just having a mental breakdown and taking over. But I thought that was a dumb premise.
Horribly traumatized.
Yeah,
I just want to assume love her life.
Not consensus with the people who like.
And she's a witch, well, so
think,
that's how it manifests.
I think we all like them for all different reasons. That's why.
That's why it's hard to say which one to watch because it's so.
The anthology to me, the whole package of all the Marvel movies together. When you absorb all of it, and I'm talking all the way down to the She-Hulks and the
What If,
I love What If. Don't get me started on What If, but the stuff that I know Jordan, you don't like a lot of the She-Hulk and Secret Invasion were pretty hard to watch if you're a Marvel fan.
Yeah, they were.
But having the knowledge of what happened during that, they make an Echo reference in Brave New World that I don't think, I think maybe six people got because that's how many people watched Echo. But I was like, oh, that's a cool connection. And it's just add-ups of all those cool connections arrive at a point, like a book series. If you've ever read The Wheel of Time or any of the Alex Cross novels or anything like by James Patterson, to pull it completely out of superheroes, all of those book or Dirk Pitt, I think is probably a better because Brittany and I have both read Dirk Pitt, Clive Cussler. When you have a scene in a Dirk Pitt novel where they're going through his apartment and they reference the bathtub and everybody and you're like, oh my gosh, that's the bathtub that he rode down a ski slope in that other book that I read years ago. How cool is that? And it's got a two sentences.
At this point, you're just saying words and names.
I know, but
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And some listener maybe gets that reference or whatever. But my point is that anthology, that mixture of all these combined experiences add layers of depth to the total experience. That's what Jordan's point was about the Avengers movies having less impact without the sum of the parts. What were you going to say? He's got it primed over there.
All five fingers.
Like a loaded trebuchet.
Yeah.
All I was going to say is listening to this conversation, enjoying the Marvel movies would be similar to going to a game of Magic the Gathering and never have played.
Man.
Bro, be careful.
Yeah.
Just saying. Like, what are y'all doing and why? Why? What was happening?
Are you kidding?
I feel that way.
Haven't you ever been to a Magic tournament?
I have.
It's the most dramatic, like, intense thing to watch.
No judgment on what is happening. I'm just saying, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, it's a lot.
What the heck is
it's
going
a lot.
On, man?
So what you're saying is there's all these, in order to enjoy the universe, there's all these connective tissue. I don't
fully
have time
enjoy.
For that.
Fully enjoy.
To fully enjoy it.
I think that's a better way to say it. It's fully
to fully
enjoy.
Because
you can enjoy it.
I'm going to try. And I'm going to come back and I'll report. I'm going to start with the Avengers.
No, you should start with Captain. You should do it.
Captain America.
Yeah. The first Avenger.
Like what Jordan suggested.
You think Duvall
Captain
has the
America.
Amount of time to do that?
No,
I don't.
I think it'll take him 2.5 years to watch Captain America.
I'll be writing, writing reports and working on books as I'm listening to it and going,
you won't be able to absorb it.
That's the hard part. You can't do things at the same time.
There's little subtle things like in the first Captain America where he's learning how to be Captain America.
Hold on. And is this a spoiler?
No. Okay. I'm not spoiling anything. And in the second Captain America, at the very, very beginning, he's got a fight scene. And you can see how his combat style has developed from where he doesn't even know how to throw a shield in the first movie to, not only do I know how to throw this shield real good, but I'm going to put it down and whoop you anyway.
Okay.
Like that connection, if you don't catch those details, that's critical. Okay. It's good storytelling.
I think it helps if you were a fan of actual, like, Marvel comics,
too. That's the problem.
Then that should help you connect.
I had all the Red Skull stuff. I had all that stuff.
Yeah. The irony about us being on our 124th episode talking about all the little details making a big difference in the story is that...
Speaking of which...
I think that's funny. We have more episodes published than any of those shows, any of those movies put together.
And this is way better.
Yeah, I agree.
You can jump into any episode. People are like, these guys are awesome.
Yeah. Especially Marvels is the most sci-fi Marvel movie.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're traveling through. I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy is also
great. Guardians is great. Yeah, really like Guardians.
I feel like the Wakandan tech is so cool.
Yeah, I like Black Panther. That was cool. That was cool.
Yeah. It's just too bad they didn't share it.
They did, though.
They did.
Killmonger was right.
Ooh. That's a hot take.
Whoa.
I'll say it.
Hot.
Killmonger was not a bad guy.
Other than the murder and like rampant terrorism.
That was pretty bad. But
aside from that.
Well, speaking of rampant terrorism and murder.
Boo.
That's my segue. I know. We should just spend the next 40 minutes talking about Marvel movies. That'll be our next podcast.
Or Silo. I don't know.
I could talk about Silo.
But I won't.
Next episode, because I don't know what Silo is.
Me neither.
Don't do it.
Our last episode ended on a massive cliffhanger, Luton being knocked unconscious and dying, and then we were teasing the idea that she would start this episode off by cashing in one of her hero points to re-roll that failed reflex save, which was a critical fail. She didn't roll a 1. Oh,
that's right.
She rolled a 3, though. It ended up being 10 below that threshold. So.
That's a pretty bad roll for Luton, too. So
Yeah.
If there was ever a time to use a hero point, I feel like.
So instead of 70 damage, you roll a reflex save to determine if you survive the trample.
What makes me nervous is like we waited in between episodes.
it's been a whole week.
This die, whatever die you're about to roll, has been cooling itself down.
It's been a week for us in real life too, listener. So
okay,
she's got her calculator.
I got my calculator.
All right, roll your d20. What's your reflex bonus?
Plus 19.
Oh, okay, this is doable.
Come on.
4.
Burn a
hero
point.
Are you serious?
Plus 19 is a 23.
You rolled a 4.
Here's the deal.
I'm dead.
No, you're not. A 23 is not a critical failure.
Oh my god.
You take 35 damage instead of 70.
Oh my god.
Making it worth it? Question mark?
Yes, that's absolutely worth it.
Yeah, it is. I'm not.
How many hero points do you have left?
I have 0 hero points left.
Oh, I thought you had more than 1. Never mind.
Oh my god.
We got some folks that are down some HPs and some HPs.
Ugh.
All right, well, Luton is alive and retains her spot in initiative, and we start round 2 with Kibwe Naoka.
Kibwe.
All right, so I need to reload. So I'm going to reload. That's 1 action. Then I'm going to go with Call Shot.
Okay.
This thing is immune. It doesn't have a brain.
That's right. It's immune to mental effects.
I can't stupefy it.
But you could target its legs.
I plan to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Shoot him right in the kneecaps.
It's got an
impressive speed, so limiting its speed would also limit its ability to trample, kind of.
That's what I was thinking.
Because that's the last thing it did.
Like
was
Captain America.
Smart. He would take you out of the legs.
Golly, dude. That is a total of 26 total.
26 to hit is a miss.
And that is my turn.
All right.
Man. I know.
Rats.
He rolled a 4 for the record. I just want to throw that out there. I don't
know.
But that was just like, you rolled
my
dice.
This isn't the
match. It's all these 4s.
Yeah. Get him out of the way.
Because you're talking about the 4 Marvel movies.
I got a 2 out of the way.
Yeah. And now we're here.
No.
Inception.
There's 24 Marvel movies.
We better start rolling 24s on these dice.
I can't believe y'all gave people all that money. 24 times.
Oh, I've seen several of those movies more than once in the theater. But anyway, it's Greg's turn.
Yeah.
Is it really?
It is. You are perched inside a glass
behemoth.
Straddling an explosive that is capable of leveling a city.
Yep.
So, Slim Pickens,
Do you remember the movie Armageddon?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Remember when they're on the asteroid?
Yeah.
And what's the guy's name?
Get off the thermonuclear weapon.
He starts losing his mind. He's like, I just want to feel the power between my legs. I kind of feel like that as Darnay was sitting on. It's the guy who's like.
It's Steve Buscemi is
the
actor.
Yeah, there it is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. And William Fincher is the.
It's a great movie.
So I'm feeling a little like that, but I have the key.
Fincher? Fintner?
No, careful.
What, no?
That's not what you want.
Careful. No, no. No, no.
I don't know how to say his name.
Let's not get scatological here.
We can't help it.
So I have the key, and I'm on the bomb. Can I just disarm the bomb right now? Can I see where the keyhole is or whatever? Does it look the same as the other one?
Fichtner.
Oh, my gosh. Him.
How do you say it?
Spell it again.
Fichtner.
Fitcher. It's Fitcher.
It's Fitcher.
Yeah.
What are we describing here?
There's an N. The actor who said the
Fichtner. Oh, I thought you were talking about Fichtner.
Okay.
That's what I thought you were trying to say.
That's what I was trying to say.
F-I-C-H?
F-I-C-H-T. Fichtner.
It's called Fichtner?
Fichtner.
Fichtner?
Fichtner. Fichtner.
Fichtner.
There's an N?
Yeah, there's an N after the T.
That's a person or a thing?
Yeah, that's a person.
Yeah, Fichtner. Okay.
Fichtner. What's the thing?
I'm going to say
William
Fitch.
Fichtner. I like Fichtner.
Fichtner.
It could be Fichtner.
I think if the T was before the C, it would be Fichtner.
But Fichtner would be body part.
Fair enough.
That's not what we're talking about.
It's not what we're talking about.
I just want to make sure.
Oh, my Fichtner is really tight right now because I'm scared I'm going to get blown up.
We're so awesome!
Anyway, the key was on your person as you climbed in there. You had to have your hands free and other things like that to climb in. I'm allowing you to have your daggers out, of course, because you're used to that. But
okay.
At this point,
I need to put them away.
The key.
Okay.
And yeah, you can stow your daggers. You tell me if they were stowed or not before you started climbing on the elephant. We'll just go with whatever you say. Because we didn't cover it, so.
Well, it would all depend on if I'm allowed to climb with them, and I don't believe that I have combat climber. So I think I would have had to have had them stowed.
Let's just say that they're not drawn then.
Okay.
And neither would be the key. And you're not, you know, proficient in key, so you would have to draw this weapon.
I don't have a quick draw for keys.
Yeah, no quick draw keys.
Darn.
And that's okay. So, because you are positioned in the exact spot that you would need to be, you don't have to take any move actions to do this.
Okay.
So, from an action economy standpoint, your options would be draw the key, place the key, and activate. That's two actions.
Okay.
That's what you're looking at right now.
That's what I would like to do, is draw the key.
Okay.
And then deactivate the bomb.
I do need a reflex save because you're riding inside of a massive glass robot thing.
He's not that big. Just kidding. He's huge. I'm scared.
You know what? Not a reflex save. Excuse me. An acrobatics check.
An acrobatics?
Yeah. Just to hold on.
All
and
right.
It's not going to cost you an action.
I rolled a 32.
All right. You grip firmly.
Cool.
With all of your cat-like reflexes and capabilities. Yes. And you draw the key. Is one action, insert it into the bomb and turn it as a second action. And it disarms itself the same way that the other bomb did when you fought the Catablopus. It shuts down, it collapses a little bit, it is not active, still very dangerous, but it is not armed.
Awesome.
Meow.
So I have one action left?
You have one action left.
Can I, and you tell me if this is going to cost an action, can I look at the bomb and see if it's safe to attack this elephant full force? Without blowing it up.
You can, do a search action, which would be a perception check.
Perception.
Or if you have recall, knowledge, crafting, I'll let you pick.
I'll do perception. It's one better. Rolled a 92. That's awesome. 19. How's that do?
19, you feel like the bomb is still dangerous, and you're not really sure if you could set it off or not if you guys continue attacking the elephant, but yeah.
Okay.
That's what you know. It's risky either way, right?
Attacking the elephant butt?
Yep. That's the easiest thing to hit.
It's an option.
Got it.
So I'll just let the party do business as usual, which is attack the elephant probably at the -2 then. And that's my turn.
All right.
Great turn, buddy.
Yeah. Bomb deactivated.
Darnayru, good job.
I'm gonna start stabbing it from the inside, though.
I would like to point out that your goal is accomplished.
Just run away from this elephant?
Here's what we do. we raise it back up to the platform and let it rampage around.
They're your resources. However you choose to use them is up to you.
My turn's over, so I can't do anything until my next turn.
What? That's true. It is Luton's turn.
Run away.
That's a real thing we could do.
Yeah. Run away?
Cause a distraction. No, no, no. Bring it back up to the upper lever. Upper lever.
Lever?
I know what you meant.
We pull the lever, lift it up to the upper lever, and let it rampage around, causing a distraction. Then, because our next location is the captain's quarters.
I love everything you're saying.
Me too.
Yeah. How is Ixil going to let our team know on your turn?
Does Ixil know you disarmed the bomb?
Talking is still a free action.
Oh, the bomb has been deactivated.
Huzzah. Good job, Dynamo.
I think that... Wait.
Thanks.
So, Duval's combing his beard, and I really feel like that's exactly what Kiwe would do when he said huzzah, comb out the beard. It just seemed to fit. That's great. Sorry.
Well done, Kitty. We should raise it back up to the upper level. We need to cause a distraction and get to the captain's quarters.
Okay, so...
Okay.
Is it... So it's shut down.
The or bomb is it...
The bomb is deactivated. But the elephant's still...
The elephant is still going crazy.
He's still elephant.
The elephant is still in the room.
Let me find that rib shot. There you go.
Hey.
That was for you.
You're all weak, folks. Settle in.
So it's not on the platform. How do we get it back over?
Oh, that's right.
That's a good point.
Lure it with some glass.
Some glass peanuts. Here. Some glass peanuts.
Here. Over here, big guy.
That's a good point. I didn't think about it, getting it on the lift. We might just have to run out of here and let it rampage.
Is there a way to get it back on the lift?
Well, Darnira's inside of it, so you could, like, pull out of its insides and get it to move, kind of like a Ratatouille situation.
Well, on the right tusk.
But it's a
Ratatouille. Ace Ventura 2.
It's like Ratatouille directed over to the platform.
If you have the Titan Wrestler feet,
I do have Titan Wrestler.
You could reposition this, even though it is size huge, because Titan Wrestler allows you to take that action against things that are up to two sizes bigger than you.
Yep.
Where is Ixil in initiative?
I think I'm after
He's
you.
He's after Luton.
Okay. And I'm going to delay my turn.
All right. Luton delays her turn, deferring her actions to Ixil.
Ixil is going to attempt to move this behemoth back onto the platform.
All right. Dynamo, you need to get out of there.
You're not my real dad. Don't tell me what to do.
Send him up with
the Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Need to roll athletics.
I'm checking reposition right now. It is an attack type. You must roll an athletics check against the target's fortitude DC.
What's its fortitude DC?
It's in there. It's a number that I have written down right here.
Good answer.
I rolled a total of 37.
That's good.
37.
That does it.
Is a success.
Yeah.
Nice.
You move the target 5 feet, and it must remain within your reach to do this, which is fine because it's currently occupying your square. So the glass elephant is moved 5 feet closer. It still has 10 feet to go, and it would be repositioned.
Okay, I do it again.
You're gonna get on that platform, big boy.
31.
A 31 is a failure.
Oh, no.
So it's like 35. Something
you
like
are not able to reposition the elephant. You have one action left.
One last try.
It's coming.
Oh. 29.
No, that's not it.
29 is not success.
Shoot.
Would have been tough as well because it says it must remain within your reach.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you pushed it away from you, that would actually be a shove instead of reposition. So let me see if shove is actually a different.
I actually would have had to move a space before trying to turn
first one
again.
The first one was fine.
I think it's the same rolls, though.
Shove is also athletics against fortitude DC. Yeah. The difference being that when you shove, you can immediately then stride with that creature when you shove them. So.
Should have rolled that.
That's okay.
I see.
Either way,
okay.
Either way, neither one of them would have worked because it's the same roll. Athletics against Fortitude DC.
Okay.
Unless you have bonuses to shoving things.
I don't.
Okay. Want to make sure we get all those options covered. That would be the elephant's turn unless Luton wants to go next.
I'm not sure whether we should keep attacking this or
what
not.
What are you thinking?
I mean, I could target... Do we decide the legs?
Anytime that you guys attack this thing, if you want to avoid setting off the bomb, you take a minus two.
Minus two, okay.
Yeah.
You're also low on hit points.
Yeah.
So is Kal-El.
Yeah.
I got some bombs.
I don't know if we just leave it in here and leave completely, or if we continue to try to destroy it.
Are you asking the crew?
Yeah, what do you guys think?
I think we try to do what Jordan was talking about. If that's proving too difficult, then we just leave it, maybe. Someone else have to get in this thing to, like, reactivate the bomb, and I have the key.
Okay, since I'm low on hit points, I don't know about it retaliating.
I expect it to keep trampling, so
yeah.
Don't get hit, whatever your turn is.
That's always a sound strategy.
That's like when someone tells me to suck less. Just be better.
Be better.
Yeah. Okay.
You got it.
I mean, if we leave it here and it's just trampling around this room, it doesn't really matter because you have the key, so it cannot be reactivated.
As far as we know. I also don't know if it'll just, like, stop attacking if we leave. It might just be like, okay, shutting down now.
It can't get out of this room. It needs to leave here.
If I have to.
It can't get out of this room. It has to go on the...
Is this water sanitary?
It has to go on the lift, right?
Yeah.
Wonder if we could sabotage the lift.
You think it knows how to use a lift itself?
She's trying to just get it to stay down here.
Like, if we sabotage the lift, then nobody can raise it back up to the top, and it just has to stay in this room.
Good idea.
But we don't know if it could be reactivated another way, either. I don't know.
Well, here's my question. Like, why does it matter if it's on this floor or the upper floor? Why are you asking that question?
Because there's other people on the boat.
One thing to remember is that the boat is on lockdown.
Yeah,
that's going to present a lot of trouble for us getting into the captain's quarters.
Yeah.
Which is part of my motivation for proposing the idea to raise it up to the upper level to cause a
distraction. That's right. All the other passengers are in their rooms. I forgot about that. I would like to use it as a distraction, but I don't know how else we're going to get it on the platform.
Yeah, and that's starting to feel like the big metal box situation.
That worked out for us.
Some of us. You could ready an action to move if it starts trampling.
I think the only way we can get it on the platform is Ixil, right?
Technically, I have Titan Wrestler as well, but my athletics is not great, which means I'm not going to be very strong against this thing.
So Luton's going to run away, I think.
Run away,
she's
going to
go
away.
Literally back through the door.
Yeah, you just got to open the door, which would be an action.
Did you guys shut it?
When we came in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we made this all secret. Right. Like, we were...
So your first action would be to open the door, because you're standing right next to the door.
Hold on. Are we having patrols that come down here at all?
Potentially.
Okay, I don't like that either.
You can hover. Just fly above the elephant, and it can't trample you.
Yeah, how tall is the ceiling in this deck?
It is 15 feet, the height of the elephant.
So he's just barely scraping in.
Barely scraping in. Yep. Not going to be doing any, like, long jumps or using the jump action.
So is Luton safe right here if he does trample? I don't know what to do.
What do you want to do?
It sounds like you want to run away.
I would like to leave this elephant here.
Then run away.
But I don't... If you guys still want to try to do something with it, then I don't want to be out in the hallway.
I can't move this elephant. I'm getting out of this elephant and out of this room. That is literally what Darnayru is going to do.
You don't have Titan Trample?
I have Titan Wrestler, but I'm not strong enough to do anything without rolling natty 20s, probably.
Yeah, trampling doesn't have any text that requires you to be on the ground. And so what would probably happen is I would do a tusk attack against Luton and then a foot attack against everybody else during the trample. Because it's
that
different damage and... different attack rolling.
Yeah, Luton's gonna go out in the hallway then. And then she's gonna call Kal-El out as well.
So action one, open the door. Come on, boy. Action two, move out into the hall. Action three,
call my cat.
Command
Kal-El, and who moves out in the hall as well.
Wow.
Yep.
And that brings us to the elephant.
What's his name?
Felephant.
He doesn't have one. Would you like to give him one?
Yes. Edgar.
Edgar the elephant.
Edgar the elephant.
The glelephant.
The glelephant.
Is going to take three actions. Move down right over the top of Ixil. Move around the space. Get a nice running start and stomp right over the top of Kibwe.
Why the heck would he do that?
And then he ends his turn over here, spending all of his actions to trample all of you, dragging Darnayru along the entire way. I need Kibwe and Ixil to roll a reflex save.
That's dumb.
What would you like me to do? Use my elephant gun?
Just lay down.
Oh, yeah. I should have just laid down. Dang it.
You said a fortitude save?
Hands off the chest piece.
Reflex
save.
Reflex. Okay.
I mean, whoever built this should have put an elephant gun in the trunk.
Totally. Right? Why would you not do that? Go ahead, Jordan. What'd you get?
Yeah, Jordan, what'd you get?
30.
A 30?
Got a 35 total.
35 total. Okay. 35 total. You pass.
Hey.
Yeah. Do you have any of those special abilities that your reflex saves when they are a success become a critical success? That would be really important right now.
Okay, well, I gotta put my glasses on.
No, it's fine. Take your time. Push them into your brain.
I thought you only had the one that does will saves.
I don't think so.
All right. Then you only take half damage, which is 20, and Ixil takes 41.
Oh, man. Wait.
As he fails his reflex save.
Man.
Man, 30 is a fail.
A 30 is a fail.
Crazy.
This elephant is not messing around, and that's its turn. All three actions to trample, you guys, bringing us to the top of round three, and we start off with Kibwe Naoka, who's right by the door.
Run away!
He takes a step back.
Kibwe's going to step out the door.
Okay.
Because I'm done with this. And then he's going to use a versatile vial. And
do you want to just stop right there? You want to move somewhere else?
Yeah, I want to stop right there.
Okay, so you took a five.
Elephant out of the door.
Yeah, just, yeah, friends, but whatever.
And then, can you not move?
We can move through your square. Okay. I'm just making a joke.
I want to use the elixir of life.
Okay.
On Luton.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so I have, okay. So let me use one of those.
Doo-doo-doo. So you move, you drive.
I draw.
You grab the back of Luton's head and just bam, elixir of life right into her throat. Got it. Like,
so nice.
And it's going to be 5d6 plus 12.
Nice.
That's a lot of healing.
Cue the MASH music. Okay, 38 total.
Thank you.
Wow, okay.
That's-
38 healing to Luton.
And now she only sees in green.
I can't do an Alan Alda. I wish I could do an Alan Alda. He's a hard voice.
We can't all be Bill Hader.
I know, he's...
That's my turn.
All right. Darnayru, you're up.
Oh, France. I'm getting out of this elephant and running out that door. So all right. What do I got to do?
All of the elephant's squares that you were moving through, including the one you're in, would count as difficult terrain.
Oh,
so
boy.
Okay. Just an extra 5 feet of movement to climb up and out of the thing. And then, yeah, you're right in the center of a 15-foot square.
I have 90 feet of total movement.
For three actions?
For three actions.
Pretty much just put yourself wherever you want to be.
Okay, I'm going to be out in the hallway.
All
right. Right there, out of the way of the door.
I'm going to say that's the end of your turn then. That's only two actions, but are you, for your third action, do you want to do anything? You stab it on the way out?
No. I'm going to leave that alone. No, I don't need to use... I can't ready an action with... Because I need two.
You could ready a single action.
I will stop one square from the door, and then I'll ready to assist if anything is happening within my reach. How about that?
Okay.
So, like, if someone stopped at the door, maybe I can do a yank him in or shut the door. That would be a good
that's
idea.
That's what you want to do. I know that's what you want to do.
I don't want the elephant to squeeze through that doorway.
No. Or see you guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Ixil, it's your turn. Darnayru has ready to shut the door should Hugh go through it. I'm thinking, though, just judging by your past character experience, you're going to fight this elephant to the death. I'm not. Is that... That's not correct?
Ixil's not a barbarian.
Man, I am so off my game today.
Yeah, okay. As much as I want to.
He actually wants to.
You've got your 40 feet of movement.
Well, I don't wanna stay and fight it. What I wanna do is run to the platform with the lever, draw it there, pull the lever, and then move out of the way. But
you would have to wait for it to
stand on the platform. And ready to pull the lever, ready to actually pull the lever, and still take the hit, probably.
Which
you
could be
are
40
risky, dude.
Hit points.
I have detailed a movement path for Ixil, using all 120 feet, if you wish. It's all the way back by the crew quarters.
Just take me to the hallway with everyone else.
I'm good. I'm out.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Ixil runs into the hallway like everyone else. And then that would trigger Darnayru's readied action to shut the door, and the door shuts.
Bye.
It's Luton's turn.
I would like to use a focus point and heal my cat.
All right. So that's 5d8 plus 40 for the two action focus point healing on your heal companion ability.
So much healing. I love it.
It's a lot of healing.
It's stuck in my head now.
It's awesome. It's a good one.
I remember MASH always came on after something I watched on TV every day after school, and I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, MASH was always on.
The X-Men cartoon.
No, that couldn't have been it.
So Kal-El gets 57.
Holy smokes. Okay, well, he's going to live forever. No doubt about that. You still have an action.
Yeah, I'd like to do a couple, like, low-level heal charges on myself?
The staff has 11 charges. Each charge is consumed by the level of the spell that you cast.
So I could do maybe, could do one third level, so that's 3 charges?
You'd have 8 left.
Okay, that's fair.
It's 3d8 plus 27 for you.
Plus 27.
Yeah.
That was a great roll.
42 healing.
Wow, okay.
Nice.
And was that was 3 actions?
That was all 3. Yeah, because that was a single action. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't get the 27 bonus healing if you do the 1 action heal. You just get the dice roll.
Oh.
So just take 27 off that.
15.
Okay.
I'm down 3.
I only get it because, I don't get it because what?
You did the 1 action heal. Doesn't give the bonus healing. So do you even want to do it?
Yeah. 15 is better than,
okay,
I guess. Before we go into whatever's next.
Sure.
Well, it seems like we're still in initiative. I mean, I don't know.
Are we out of initiative?
At the end of your turn, it would be the elephant's turn. You hear it stomping around on the other side of the wall, but it does not try to crash through the wall.
Okay.
And you are now out of initiative.
Okay.
Ending the combat.
I'm down 3. You want to burn a charge on me? Just kidding. Do we want to run back up and hop across the hall to our rooms where it's safe maybe for a second?
We have friends in the engine room.
I don't want to be anywhere a patrol is when all of the alarms said do not go out of your room, and mm-hmm. every time a door opened we were yelled at by the alarms.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'd be safer to like reconvene, even if we all cram in the same room. Which would be tight, but we could have our conversations about what we're doing next. That's what I think we should do.
I agree.
I'm down with that.
Scurry on up there.
Okay. The Shumfalo 5 quickly head up to their rooms. That whole combat was 18 seconds.
Oh,
so there's
gosh.
Plenty of time before the next patrol arrives, and you're able to scamper up the stairway, a little bit bruised, a little bit battered. Not too many spells consumed, though, so pretty smart move, and you're in your rooms safely. And you guys can all pile into one room. It's not okay. Like it's like you have to stay in your separate rooms. And you do have the vents above you if you choose to jump between your rooms, right?
Yep.
Jordan, why don't you hit us with the heal magic and we'll do some treat wounds and all that. And we're back 35 minutes later. No, I'm kidding. We got a couple treat wounds rolls done, but one of them was a failure.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And so we burned both charges on both wands. And we have everybody almost up. Ixil's still a little down at 121 of 138. And Kibwe's at 119 of 130. He also used a bomb on himself.
I did.
But everybody else is full. Luton, Kal-El, and Darnayru.
Yeah.
And you guys are sitting in your staterooms 2/3 of the way through saving the city.
Yes. 2/3. 2 of 3 bombs down.
Feels good.
Yeah, it feels good. Feels we did good
right.
work.
Feels like we deserve vacation, right?
Yeah.
We're good here, right?
Yeah.
In the words of the late Kobe Bryant, job's not done.
Yep.
Job's not done.
Job's not done.
Okay, then how are we going to finish this job?
I don't know. Let's go kill somebody else.
Who has hero points left?
Muckduck.
Everybody. Everybody gets one.
Hey! Wow!
Even if you already had one, you get another one.
Huzzah!
Sweet.
Even Jordan got one, huh?
Even Jordan got one.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How are we going to get up there? I mean, I'm sure we haven't verified if any crew is anywhere. We just know that all of the people are supposed to stay in their staterooms. We deactivated our door alarms, but the patrols are probably still running around. So how do we want to get up there, Jordan?
What is your plan, Jordan?
Jordan, how are you going to get us up there?
Yeah, you're the leader.
Unless we abandon Kal-El. Unless we abandon Kal-El, we're going to have to go into the dining room and get up on the top deck.
In the dining room?
The dining room.
What are you talking about?
Which dining
that
room?
That took us to the bottom.
Dining room goes
Doesn't
down.
The dining room go up to
no,
the
it goes
deck?
Down.
The kitchen?
The kitchen, yeah.
Goes down. The dining room goes up. That's what.
Oh, he was right.
Yeah,
he was
you
right.
all owe me an
no,
apology.
I mean, sorry,
everyone except you and Brittany.
Jordan.
You two.
So Greg and Jordan and
Duval. Jordan, from the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry.
Everyone I can see in a cone attack.
That was a fear effect cone attack.
I'm not going to do it.
Against my will.
Is it against your religion?
Wouldn't be prudent. This jumper.
Wouldn't be prudent.
You said a thing?
The dining room takes us upstairs.
The dining room does take you upstairs.
I'll take it. It takes us upstairs to the game deck, which is still outside.
But that's how we get to the captain's quarters.
Just because we've never been up there.
We've seen into the captain's quarters.
We saw the deck they came out and like did their presentation from, the little balcony.
The poop deck.
What Greg's trying to tell you is that there are 4 decks on the Gearsmoke.
Yep.
The stairs in the dining room take you to the mid-deck.
Mm-hmm.
The mid-deck you guys have been in, that's where you fought Alathusha Salasha.
Mm-hmm.
Felicia.
The top deck, the top deck is a deck that you guys explored, and you looked through the windows. You saw a bunch of shield marshals in the windows.
Right.
Yeah.
And that is the deck that has been completely blocked off for all the staterooms and everything to anyone, and it is because Angelique Loveless has reserved all of the rooms on the top deck.
Right.
There are no vents that go to the top deck.
We just have to go.
I mean, we have to.
The only other stairwell that you guys have seen is just past the VIP quarters where Lord Reginald and Muffy Buffy have their suite.
Uh-huh. Yep.
He pointed out past there was a conference table, and past that conference table on the left was the first mate's quarters, and on the right was the captain's sleeping quarters. Between those were stairs going up to the bridge.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is what Lord Reginald told you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but I didn't think that Loveless or the bomb would have been in the bridge. It totally could have been, but I don't know. Because where did he say they saw the people loading stuff in?
He heard loading noises above his room, which would have been the top deck is above mid deck, right?
Yeah.
And he heard all kinds of shuffling noises, and there were other reports you heard of three different large boxes, one of them bigger than the other two, and the two that were different sized were very
the same.
Mechanical looking.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a bomb to me.
But how many bombs?
Hopefully one.
Only one of those packages matched the size of the two bombs you've seen already.
Right.
That's the last
one. And that was the biggest one. So you have two mechanical packages. You don't know what they are. And then one big, big bomb.
Yeah.
All three of those things, whatever they are all on the top deck.
And we have to fight those.
From what
all
you
three
can
of them, probably.
We have to fight
surmise.
Mechanical boxes. They're jack in the boxes.
Yeah.
It's going to be real scary.
Yeah.
Well, sounds delicious.
Yeah. The entertainer just starts playing and you're like, ice cream.
Terrifying.
Exactly. It makes it so much scarier. So we're just Leroy Jenkinsing this.
Link is Jenkins this. Hey, Link.
I think that's our only option.
I think so too. We just got to go.
All right.
We just got to John Wick this thing and just fight through everyone.
Ooh, you wish. Now I just got all
you just got
the confidence I needed just because you said that. Let's go.
You know what Loveless did?
What?
She killed your puppy and stole your car.
Oh, my goodness.
See?
What are you going to do about it?
Wait, we need a plan of attack.
No, we don't.
A plan of attack?
It was an adventure.
Oh,
you just proved Duval.
Yeah.
You just proved his point that the movies are forgettable.
It's not even sticky, bro.
I don't remember that line.
Now I have to
Which one is that
him.
From?
The one that sucked.
Hey, it's from John Wick.
Because they all sucked.
Oh, my gosh.
It's from John Wick.
Now I have to agree with him. Now I have to change my opinion.
I thought you were trying to make
it's from
John
the first
Wick
Avengers
reference.
Movie when Loki and Thor.
Loki. Right?
Thor shows up. Thor shows up, takes Loki off the Quinjet.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, wait, Stark, we need a plan of attack. And he puts on his mask and he says, I have a plan. Attack. And then he jumps off the back of the Quinjet.
Would love to be in that writing room. Am I right?
And then Black Widow is like, I'd stay out of this one if I were you, Cap. These guys are basically like gods. And he says, there's only one god, ma'am. And I'm pretty sure he doesn't dress like that.
Yep.
Solid line.
Legendary line.
Golly, bro.
Yep.
That's painful. That is horrible.
Oh. But they're
cut.
Superheroes. They're
All right,
to
let's
do
take
that.
It again from one. Hey, Loki, I need you to look more godlike. Let's take that. Let's take it from top.
I'm not overly fond of what follows.
Ugh.
No?
Ugh.
All right.
Even y'all are groaning, and you said it was a good. Anyway, let's focus on the thing.
Oh, wow.
I don't like being right, but when it happens.
Yeah, I don't like it either. But you're right.
So bad.
Anyway, those garbage movies that we wasted our life on have not taught you anything.
Nope.
What would you guys like to do? Just walk up the stairs?
Now, we're not stomping up there. We're going to sneak, right?
Yeah.
Like, try not to be seen.
I got a wild question.
What's your wild question?
Can I use engineering lore to create one of those little things that one of your other players used to use?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I can?
Yeah. Like not on the fly.
A century?
It takes a couple days to craft something like that. Okay. I'm sorry.
I have an idea.
You totally could have,
you
though,
definitely
for your time.
Could have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Since I have wings,
ooh,
can I just
delicious
fly out of the boat and then fly up to the top deck and just take a look around?
Sure.
See what I can see?
Send out a drone.
She is the drone.
Yeah,
right?
Do reconnaissance.
That. You do have rooms that are on the inside of the boat, so you just have to make it out.
We have to go out to this like dining room on the back of the boat, right?
You could certainly go up the back of the paddle wheel,
right?
You know, because that's open to the air,
right?
Hmm.
And then before we head up the stairs,
Absolutely.
I could just fly up really quick.
You've already disarmed the alarms on your rooms.
Right.
If you head out onto the hallway, they do not go off.
I mean, yes. This sounds like a plan that could work.
All right, let's make our way to the paddle wheel section.
All right, you head down the hall. I assume at this point you guys time everything to avoid the patrol.
Yes. Okay. Around the long way, because that's how they designed this boat. Oh, it didn't work. Gosh,
that was awesome.
The Shumfalla Five have been foundrying their way across who's this giant map and have arrived at the dining area where the paddle wheel is open and Luton flies out the back. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm going to fly out the back.
What's the speed of the paddle wheel?
It's dangerous.
Yeah. The speed, I have no idea.
She has 20-foot fly speed. She's a swift flyer.
Swift.
You fly out the back of the paddle wheel.
Then up the boat.
And up the boat to...
And just peek over the peek top over of the railing.
Are you doing this stealthily?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you roll me a stealth check?
Okay.
Can we help me?
No, not this time. I would love to say yes, but she's flying all by herself.
Let's go.
You can yell at her. Be quiet.
Hey! Be quiet!
Fly quieter.
I did buff my stealth.
Yes, she
did. So I got a 29.
Hey. Wow, that's pretty good. You fly up from the passenger deck to the mid deck, and as we look at that scene, you see two shield marshals, both wearing broken heart pins, seated at some gambling tables, just sort of casually kicking back. The entire deck is empty.
Okay.
And the last thing you see is a massive box that looks like it would be the size of a bomb.
You just found the third.
Right on the deck. And roll a perception check.
Oh my god.
Or it's a vampire.
They're protecting it.
Count Orlok was transported in a box on a ship, so it could be a vampire.
35.
That box is not big enough with a great perception check to be a pyronite bomb.
Oh, okay.
Could it be a vampire?
Is it big enough for a vampire?
I suppose. Vampire is a medium creature. It's a large box.
Going to assume this is one of the smaller boxes that was loaded.
Potentially.
The mechanical Reginald. Ones.
Okay. Am I detecting magic?
You detect no magic.
Okay.
You are detecting magic because you are in exploration mode, and you detect no magic.
Not a vampire.
Yeah.
A magical vampire. Okay. Since I'm up here, can I dip down below the deck level and then fly along the side of the boat peek in a window or something at the front?
And go up to the top deck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cue the Mission Impossible music.
But I'm going to need another stealth roll.
Okay.
Ooh.
Come on.
And if you fail it.
I fall off?
No, I think maybe just someone looks out the window and sees you.
Ooh.
That would be realistic.
And then I just fly back really quick.
Sure. And try not to get shot by Angelique Loveless on the way.
Nobody can aid me. I'm by myself.
Oh. Before you do that, those are the risks. It's up to you.
What do you guys think?
I mean, roll dice.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. Here we go.
Just don't die.
Oh, that wasn't good. By the way,
let the record show I was against this.
I didn't say anything.
I don't think so.
The record that I'm making. You just said roll dice.
Yeah.
So I got a 19.
Man. All right. You successfully are able to dip below the side rail. And you are scooching along.
Okay. But
which way do you want to go? Port or starboard? Let the dice decide that too.
No. Okay. Let me think. Back to what Reginald said and where his room was.
His room was on the starboard.
Starboard.
Look on the map.
I'm on the port side.
Well, you're in the middle.
I'm in the middle.
Yeah, I moved you. You're in the middle. You flew up the back.
Yeah, you're in the middle of the paddle wheel.
Oh, okay, can I go to the starboard side?
Yes, you can. So you zoom across to the starboard side there. The passenger deck windows below you, you already know who's in there. It's just a bunch of passengers that are on lockdown, right?
Yeah.
The gaming deck is what you're flying by as you zoom around. And then you get midway down the edge of the boat to the section where the ramp is that heads up to the top deck, and you are able to fly up to the top deck. As you fly up to the top deck and you're kind of looking over the rails, you see another gaming deck, which Ixil and Darnayru have already sussed out once before. You continue flying along and you get closer to that top deck area that has some shield marshals, and you fly by one of the windows, and what you see is a box, right? in here. And then you see another shield marshal standing next to some contraption covered in a cloth. And then one of them looks out the window and sees you and takes a shot.
Oh, no. Instant shoot, not even think. It just sees and
just
shoots.
Turns and shoots.
I hate bugs.
And we'll find out what happens next week.
Oh, man.
No.
As Luton's been sussed out.
Shoot.
He did.
Shoot me.
Yeah. Shooting you.
Oh, man.
Bad.
Okay, bye.
Bad, bad, bad.
Hey, 19's...
That's a pretty rough roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we
Solo
needed to know.
Flying
we
Luton.
Did. But there's a box and a thing in there, so that's kind of hopeful, maybe.
Something covered up with a cloth and a box. So that's pretty exciting.
Yay.
Yeah. Well.
Exciting.
Exciting.
Scary.
Three shield marshals versus Luton by herself.
And no whatever's under follows. That curtain.
And then a couple more down in the gaming deck all the way back where her team is that are still downstairs.
Right.
About 15 actions to move to get back up.
I think I could make it in the end of 12.
So we'll find out what happens next week.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.